Hey everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. And, you know, one of the things, and you guys know this as well as I do, is that I love Broadway. I love live theater. It can be Broadway, it can be local theater. It's just a lot of fun. And, you know, some sad news, but not necessarily. There's always a silver lining. Let's start with the sad news, and that is the Palace Theater closes on Broadway this month, marking the end of more than a century of live theater entertainment on the Great White Way. Now, one of its owners, Stuart Lane, is looking at this moment about turning his sights toward the future of Broadway. We're going to talk to Stuart and his wife, Bonnie Comley, about their plans on the restoration of that historic theater. And of course, about Broadway HD, which he and Bonnie founded. Now, Broadway HD, for those of you who do not know, here's a little backstory on that. Broadway HD is the only online streaming service of its kind, delivering more than 250 premium live productions to theatergoers and fans globally. It has a great portfolio of content, and basically, they're changing the way that people view theater without question. Recent agreements with the West End and other theaters across the globe are introducing more live theater experiences to audiences that may have not had the exposure to live theater in the past. It's a wonderful service, and I couldn't be happier to talk to two of my best friends. Of course, that's Stuart and Bonnie. Stuart, let's lead off with the closing of the Palace, but then again, you've got some very interesting plans for the future of that wonderful Broadway theater.
Well, first of all, it is heartbreaking to close the Palace. It was always bad enough to have to be trying to find a show, say, over the Christmas holidays, but to close it for, say, might be 2.5 years, mm-hmm. is really, it's very sad on the one hand. On the other hand, we're going to be getting not only preserve the interior of the auditorium of the theater, but we're going to get a brand new reception area. So new box office, new restrooms, okay. New merchandising area, new HVAC, you know, really a 21st century theater, and mm-hmm. maintaining the history of the Palace at the same time. So it's kind of a bittersweet period.
But I think it's necessary. It's been a while since the Palace has been renovated, and this is its mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. I think in order to best serve audiences that they're, you know, theaters need to be updated. They need to be renovated. But this one will be a beautiful restoration. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good thing.
We've actually spent the last 2 years painstakingly going over with the blessing of the Landmarks Department, picking out material and color and design to make sure that we maintain the integrity of the Palace.
Well, it's a beautiful theater, and it's got such a history. I think that's part of the wonderful situation of when you restore something, right? To keep the integrity of the history of it, but to, as you say, renovate it in a way that makes it, more 21st century is always a good thing.
It was built in 1913, so there are certain modern improvements that'll just make it more comfortable for the patrons.
Right. And obviously, it'll be great for the actors and actresses who take to the stage.
Oh, all brand new dressing rooms.
Yeah.
And the audience.
Of course. I mean, as someone who loves to go to the theater, it's always comfortable to go when when there have been some upgrades made and makes it a little easier to enjoy the experience.
And always plenty of leg room at the Palace.
There you go. It's always important. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about Broadway HD. I mean, it's such an exciting streaming service, and you guys have been so forward-thinking in it. Is something with the Palace, or are you planning to do any events at the Palace once you get that up and running in a couple of years?
Well, the Palace is going to be...
Well, I mean, once it's back up again?
Right, yes, of course. Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. absolutely. I mean, you know, it depends show by show. I mean, that's a lot of the challenge that we face at Broadway HD is not every show gets captured. And it really depends on the producers of the show and what their vision is. But in our, well, we're almost 3 years old at Broadway HD. In our three-year history, our colleagues at the Broadway League are talking to us in a very different way. 3 years ago, as we were about to launch, they were saying, well, you know, we don't really, you know, bring in movie, you know, bringing cameras into the theater, that's really more the movie business than it is the theater business. We don't really do that. And now here we are 3 years later, and people are asking us, you know, they're not telling us that they don't want to do it, but they're asking us when is the right time. Because the reality is no one is afraid of doing a digital capture. No one is afraid of bringing the cameras in. The issue is that there is a belief that is called the cannibalization of the live ticket sales. And that is the fear that if you make the show available in a digital form, that people are not going to buy tickets to see the live stage show. And that's always been part of the challenge. So at Broadway HD, we focused on the limited run and usually celebrity driven pieces. And now what we're doing is we're looking at shows as they're about to close or the tour is about to end to allay everyone else's fears about cannibalizing tickets for the live sale. So, you know, we're talking to all the theater owners. We're actually changing things within the industry so that people are incorporating language into contracts for performers and designers and the authors of shows that are going to say before they even start a rehearsal, before everybody's cast and hired, is that like a cast recording for a musical, that it's an option for the producers, but not necessarily that they're going to do it. So that at the Palace will be what show is going to be there when it opens. And, you know, reopens in a couple years. And, you know, of course, we hope that, you know, we could be there on opening night to shoot whatever comes up.
Yeah, our stance really and our belief is that Broadway HD will actually enhance the ticket sales of live theater because it's going to allow people who can't afford to come to New York or afford a Broadway ticket to be introduced as a gateway to what the Broadway experience is about. I mean, one of our mandates has always been to experience the Broadway, show the audience, show the actors reacting with the audience. It's not a movie. It's not a TV show. It really is the theater-going experience for those who can't actually be there because we still believe live theater is unique, very special, and we want to share that with everyone. So we actually see this as a marketing tool to increase ticket sales for shows, and we've actually seen that anecdotally in the past with some of the shows we've shot. So we're very pleased with that, and we're slowly getting the industry to agree with us.
And Stuart,
you and
it's
I
funny.
Are both members of the Broadway League, so our passion is for the live piece, for the live stage shows, to get everybody to come in to see the theater, to see the show that's in there, to experience it as a community within the theater. But we, as live ticket, you know, Broadway producers, so often only think of it in terms of the tri-state area or the people that are coming to Broadway shows. Right. When you look outside of the four walls of the theater, there's a lot of people that don't get to a theater. I'm currently on the Broadway League's Audience Engagement and Education Committee, and some of the theaters, the Broadway touring theaters that are across the country, serve communities that are as much as 400 miles away. So when they're trying to do education enhancement pieces for their community, which is 400 miles away, the logistics of getting people, you know, I mean, it's hard enough in New York City when we're trying to get, you know, with the Broadway Bridges program, it's trying to get all of the high school sophomores to see a Broadway show before they graduate from high school. So that, you know, imagine what that's like if you're somewhere that, you know, you're not within, you know, whatever it is, 20 miles, you're hundreds of miles away. So that possibility of just bringing the theater to a global audience is really what we've learned in the past 3 years with Broadway HD. That you know, we've faced, as I said, we've faced some resistance from our colleagues saying like, oh, you know what, we don't want to do the digital capture because then people won't buy the tickets. We've, you know, faced some resistance with people saying, well, you know, what? Why do you need Broadway HD? I mean, if you want to go to the theater, you'll just go. But But most of those people are in the tri-state area around Broadway shows. So, you know, if they want to go to the theater, they'll just go to the theater. So we're talking about people around the world. And one of the exciting things is we just, with that global mindset, we just launched apps in, I think it's 11 countries. So the Broadway HD app is available for people that have mobile phones around the world.
Right.
The Broadway brand is a globally recognized brand. Mm-hmm. It is a multi-billion dollar business. And to have people have access to something that they've heard about, when Stu and I travel, people around the world, when we say, hey, we work on Broadway, they know exactly what it is. Oh, that's great. Oh, wow. Yes, live entertainment at its best. You know, the pinnacle of it. You know, they go on and on. And then you say, oh, what was the last Broadway show you see? And they can say, I've never seen a Broadway show. So how many, you know, how many types of entertainment, you know, have people never experienced and yet they can tell you what it is? I mean, that's the power of the Broadway brand. And if you've never had the opportunity to go to a theater, now that's going to be available on your phone. I mean, that's huge. And so, you know, as we're looking at that with our app launch, you know, people are already signing up and we're not even marketing to them yet.
Right.
You know, they just, however they found it, you know, virally on the internet, they're discovering that there's a Broadway HD app and they're signing up. And that is just huge and just so exciting. And, you know, to the digital capture, cannibalizing or, inhibiting people from going, the Broadway business, the Broadway brand has never been healthier or stronger in Broadway, the 41 Broadway theaters in New York City, in the Broadway touring cities across the country, and in Broadway theaters across the world. It's never been healthier, made more money, and stronger. And yet when you look at the other side of it, of, you know, when we talk about digital captures and what we do with Broadway HD, we're talking about the legitimate capturing, the legitimate recording of audio and video of these shows.
I'll be back with Bonnie and Stuart. We'll talk more about Broadway HD after this from Vivid Seats. Okay, folks, quick question for you. Do you have the Vivid Seats app downloaded on your phone? Well, I'll tell you why I do. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with the experience of a lifetime. That's right. With Vivid Seats, you can find seats to any of your favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and much, much more. Now, in the past week, I booked tickets to see Sting, Les Mis, Leonard Skinner, the Washington Nationals, and my fourth time seeing the musical Hamilton. Folks, my entire fall entertainment planning was all done using my Vivid Seats app. I bought great seats, and frankly, I could have sat anywhere in the building with the amazing options that are provided to me through Vivid Seats apps, okay? Vivid Seats offers great prices and easy purchasing experience. It's fun. It's simple. I'm telling you, it's no big deal. Now, I got a deal for you, speaking of deals. All you have to do is use my name. That's right. My name, Williams, and Stream On listeners can receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. How about that? 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats by using my name. Now, let me tell you how that works. What you need to do is go to the App Store or Google Play, download the Vivid Seats app, enter my name as the promo code. That's Williams. Enter my name, Williams, as the promo code, and you're going to receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Is that not a great deal? Come on. That's amazing. All right. All you have to do, again, go to the App Store or Google Play, download the Vivid Seats app, enter the promo code Williams, and you will receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Man, that is an amazing deal. One more time. Go to the App Store, Google Play, download Vivid Seats app, enter the promo code Williams, and receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. And remember that all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. All right. So one last time, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the App Store, right? You're going to go to Google Play Store. You're going to download Vivid Seats app. You're going to enter the promo code Williams. You're going to receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Do it, folks. Do it today. You got to love it. Let's continue our conversation with Bonnie and Stuart from Broadway HD. Well, I remember Stuart telling me when we talked for the first time back in, I think it was February, that the essence of what you and he wanted to do was capture the sweat of the actors and actresses on the stage. You wanted to see them after they performed a song or some strenuous dance number, to see them, you know, breathing and taking a deep breath and very much feeling the essence of, again, Stuart, I think you said it's, you get the 10 best seats in the house. I might be not quoting you exactly, but the kind
of. Well, that was, you get the sense that these are people, these are performers, real people working hard for the audience, for you.
Right.
And so there's a certain authenticity and humanity you're getting that you might not get in a slicked up version of a movie or a finely edited TV show. This is very exciting to be able to expand that experience. Now, you know, notwithstanding the Broadway label, we have expanded, of course, into the London Theater.
Sure.
In fact, this month, we're adding Jerry Springer, the opera, to our catalog, which is hysterical. I mean, it's very, very funny and very irreverent. But it's the kind of show that you wouldn't get a chance to see unless you did travel to London to see it. So, and even then, I don't think it's running there anymore now. So it's been an exciting time to see real people on stage in real time telling stories for the audience.
And
it's
the
funny.
Our captors is there. You know, when we're talking about the pirated videos, the bootlegs that are out there, I don't think that those with a cell phone from the balcony do justice to these multi-million dollar shows.
No.
Lin-Manuel Miranda was one of the first ones to tweet and basically complain about it, saying, you know, people were doing the audio recordings on their phone and saying, you know what, the CD's going to be out. You know, the cast recording's going to be out. Let me have it, you know, the way I want it, not, you know, with you on a cell phone and somebody's rustling candy wrapper, you know, during it. So I think that, you know, what we're talking about is these, you know, 14 camera, 12 camera, you know, shoots that are done, as you said, with the best seats in the house. We also at times enhance the lighting because sometimes the way that a show is lit for the eye in the theater is different than how it's going to translate when you put it onto a you know, a TV screen with an HD camera. So sometimes the lighting is enhanced, and our sound is always taken from the body mics of the actors and from the other stage microphones, so that the sound is supposed to sound what the sound designers and the performers really sound like. And the only enhancement that we do there is maybe we move the microphone to a different place on the actor's head or face or wig or clothing. But other than that, it's exactly what is being performed in real time, and you get to appreciate what these actors do, which is, I mean, the craft, the talent that's there, and they're doing this 8 shows a week. I think that really comes across in a digital capture of a Broadway show. So it's really special, and we're so thrilled with every one. We watch them all. We love them all.
You know, as a television director, I did 5 plays, and I would sit down with the actual director of the show and work out the blocking, so that the camera angles and the blocking would be, you know, better, that the lighting, you know, that we would accommodate the lighting and try to do it in a way that wasn't intrusive, obviously, to the audience. And it's a challenge, but it definitely, when it's done properly, you can do it, and you can do it wonderfully. And now with the advent of HD and all of the digital audio and all that goes with it, the quality of the content is far superior to what it was even 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yes. And part of our process is to create a scratch tape initially, which is one camera in the back shooting the show, and then sitting down with the TV director and the stage director and go over the angles and the, you know, how to maintain the integrity of what the director's concept of the show is.
Right.
So we do take the painstaking time to do that, to keep the integrity of the piece together.
Sure. And, you know, one other quick note, when you're talking about the cannibalization and the selling of the tickets in sports, in the early 70s and 80s, one of the things that owners were very upset about and concerned about was if we televised so many events, would anybody ever go to our games? They found out that when they televised home games, which is where you mostly win, people usually have a better record at home than they do on the road, that 4 years, 4 years after that, you know, time, the arc of 4 years, their attendance was up over 75%. And now every baseball, basketball, you know, professional sporting event is televised. And you get the feeling now that that has not hurt anybody's ticket sales at all. If in anything, it's made it more difficult to get tickets. And so what you're trying to do here, I think, is expand an audience. And what you're saying is, people from 400 or 500 miles away will make that trip because they have seen what it's like inside the building. And you can't convey that on, you know, on a radio broadcast. You can only do that visually. And I think what you guys are doing with Broadway HD is in a visual way showing people true theater, as opposed to a movie version of true theater. I mean, it's not like watching Chicago and getting the same, you know, feeling from the movie Chicago than as the play Chicago.
I totally agree. And the digital capture is different. And the digital capture also leaves room for the, you know, the movie of Chicago, because they're two different art forms. So I think that, you know, the authors of Broadway shows are now accepting that as a possibility, that they could do a digital capture, and then the movie could be still done and it would look very different than what right. the digital capture on stage is.
Mm-hmm.
They're just two different art forms.
I was joking that I talked to Marta Dusseldorf, who is in a place to call home, which is seen in over 120 countries around the world, the other day from Melbourne. And she was doing a play, and I was talking to her, telling her that, you know, I was going to speak to you guys. And she said, please tell them that if they ever want to come to Melbourne, there's a big theater operation down in Australia that would love to see, you know, Broadway HD come down under. So,
we might take her up on that to offer.
Great idea. We like that.
Yeah. It's a very vibrant.
Part of the mandate we have is, I said, to create the theater going experience. When we shoot these shows, the actors have asked us, you know, do you want me to change my style for the camera? I said, no. I want you to do exactly what you're doing now.
Right.
I want you to play the second balcony, because that's what we're going for here.
Mm-hmm. Don't screw up a good thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
But, you know, it's a wonderful situation. And guys, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan, as you know. And I think that where can people get the app? Is the app available now?
I think you just go to BroadwayHD.com and it'll send you to wherever. I mean, like last person to be able to
I'll tell you what,
it's available in India on an app.
And we're on Apple TV and Roku.
Okay.
The ones here.
Right. All the streaming services here. What I will do is, in our show box, I will make sure that we have links to all of this so that people will know where to get it. And that way we don't have to worry about
them. Awesome. Thank you so much.
It'll save time.
To make note of with Broadway HD is that our digital captures are all in, are all authorized. They're all working with the union. So all of the cast, the creative, the producers, the authors all get compensated for their work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's digitally captured in a way that is respectful and beautiful of the stage production, with the sound quality, the video quality is all there. The pirates and the bootleg versions that are out there, are the creators are not getting compensated for that. I mean, there's a reason why they're calling it theft and piracy, is because
right.
the people that created it, those people that you see sweating on the stage, are not getting anything for those. And the person who is, you know, shooting them and trading them and sharing them and selling them is making money, but none of that money goes back to the industry. It's usually about the lack of a high quality digital capture being out there. That's the immediacy of it. So people have the money that they will pay for it. They just mm-hmm. want it right now. So they don't want to wait for Hamilton to come to their city. They don't want to wait for a digital capture of Hamilton. They just want it now. So we live in a society of, you know, immediate gratification, and we're trying to serve that as well. But we're trying to serve that, you know, appetite, and also compensate the people that are creating these, because Stu and I have such tremendous respect for the people that are creating this this type of art. And it's, you know, when you get to see them and see how much of a talent and a craft that it is, it's amazing. It's amazing when you see them doing it the once, but when you think, as Stu said, that these people are doing this 8 times a week,
mm-hmm.
And it's just awe-inspiring, and it's just beautiful that they've dedicated themselves to this. So they should be compensated.
Absolutely. And as a producer director myself, if somebody shows me something that they've shot on their camera phone, I want to take the phone and smash it to pieces.
Some of it
is willful. Some of it is, you know, people that are, you know, oh, I just bought a DVD of something,
right.
and I'm going to upload it to, you know, YouTube so other people can see it.
Right.
And they just don't understand that they don't have the right to do that, that it's actually illegal.
Right.
You know, and then I've had people say to me, you know, they didn't realize that the bootlegs, this woman was, that I met at an event once, and she was saying, did you do the Hamilton DVD? And I said, no, that would be a pirated bootleg.
Right.
And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, it's an illegal copy. It's, you know, that people aren't getting paid, and it's basically stealing that performance because those people didn't get paid for that. And she was very insistent, oh, no, I paid $10 for the DVD. You know, and so people just are –
Right. They're naive about it. Right.
But if you're getting a DVD in the mail in a brown paper package, it's, you know, that's shot with a cell phone from the balcony. It's not a legit, you know, video.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might Google something or search somewhere and then find a full length performance on YouTube or somewhere. And if you're not paying for it, you know, people just watch it thinking like, oh, okay. And most of the time, that's not the case. What we're finding is people are willfully making those illegal recordings, and they're selling them. You know, they're copying, distributing, and selling these bootleg videos. And that is where that makes me nuts, you know. Even when people are you know, going to see their kid in Legally Blonde in the high school, and they're all videotaping it and then putting it up on YouTube, it's like, you know what? That's not exactly legal either, you know. And I think some people, as much as they're like, just want to share their daughter with the great Elle Woods, it's, you don't have the right to do that. You want to share it. There's other ways of sharing that video with your family, but posting those things to public forums is illegal. We're going to get to a point where we're kind of like Napster of, you know, people aren't, you know, it's going to be government agencies that are going to go after people, but they're going to go after the organization. So they're going to go after the bigger organization that is selling these bootlegs, but those bootleg companies that you paid to get your $10 Hamilton DVD are going to have your name and email and your address, you know, so they're going to be able to know that, you know, there you go. And that's what happened to, you know, with the music industry, is that they went after the people that were providing those, and then they ended up going after individuals, which scared people into going, you know, legit. So,
right. So,
you know, we're not far away from that, I think.
If you buy Hamilton at the Foggy Bottom Metro, the chances are it's not a real thing. I've seen the show three times, and there's nobody that can do it justice until you really sit down and do a multi-camera shoot. It's not something you can shoot on one camera. I think
it does anybody, you know, no, it just does a disservice to the show, all the people that are in it and created it.
In the long run, it actually injures the industry as a whole.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not giving the people who created it and worked on it their fair due.
No, you don't get an honest portrayal of what the portrayal of what
exactly.
the artist put forth. But I will say this: if you subscribe to Broadway HD, I'm going to say this from a personal standpoint, the first thing to watch is Billy Elliot. If you watch Billy Elliot.
I love that show. I agree. That's a wonderful place to start.
You will never, ever give up that subscription to Broadway HD. It captures everything Stu and Bonnie are talking about in spades. I mean, you're talking about the dancing, the singing. It's up close. It's everything there. You can see the sweat. You can see the dancers exhausted. It is just brilliantly done. So if you get Broadway HD, which I strongly recommend you do, start with Billy Elliot and work from there. But
I love it.
Really nice.
Thank you.
That's my recommendation from that standpoint, because I don't know who did it, but it, you know, I bow to them. It was well done on every part of the spectrum. It was brilliantly done. I think it was shot in England, wasn't it? Shot in West End.
Yes, it was. Live.
Outstandingly done. All right. Well, let me let you guys promote whatever it is that you wish to promote here. This is that part of the podcast where you get to tell us what we should be doing and where we should be finding what it is that you want us to find.
Well, you know, we've added the as I mentioned earlier, the Jerry Springer, the opera, which is just going up on our site now, which is the absolutely funniest thing I've ever seen there. And we just added this summer the Cirque du Soleil, about 8 Cirque du Soleil shows, different shows that have been shown around the world. You can now watch at home on BroadwayHD.com.
Well, that's pretty good. You got Jerry Springer, Cirque du Soleil. That's definitely worth checking out without question.
Billy Elliot. I agree with you. That's one of the shows that I recommend to people, whether they want to relive the show. It's like a nostalgia piece, or to introduce somebody to live musical theater. I agree. That one's beautiful. And it was Stephen Daldry. Stephen Daldry is the creator of the Crown series. So, yes, he definitely knows what he's doing with capturing, you know, with film and TV. So,
Now know who to bow to. Yes, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Bow to the Crown, I guess.
And, you know, other shows that we have are like the Disney's show Musicals in Concert, and we've got Cats, and we've got Phantom at the Opera, and we have Pulsettos, which is doing really well. That was a nice surprise to us that it's even exceeded our expectations, so I recommend that as well.
We're constantly adding new content. We're refreshing, we're adding things, we're shooting constantly, we're licensing from other organizations. Other organizations are now seeing the value of having their brand online. So whether it's the National Theater or the Royal Shakespeare Company or the Public Theater, Roundabout Theater Company, the Geffen, you know, they're all recording, doing digital captures of their live performances for people to relive and to share with a bigger audience than can just get to their theater.
Well, what we want people to do is go to BroadwayHD.com and check it out. And by all means, subscribe, because you will, it's a very reasonable deal for what you get. You get a lot for a little. And
It's actually a full year. An annual subscription is less than the price of a Broadway ticket. So we're up to, I think we have 270 full-length stage plays and musicals at this point. So you can watch 270 shows for under $100.
Which is, that's a deal at any price, as the old saying goes,
right? It is. And that's what, I mean, that's part of what, you know, how we're trying to make this accessible and make it available to everybody. We also have closed caption in all of our shows out of a request from the viewers and the audience. Because a lot of people that used to go to theater to see the live shows are not in New York anymore, or they're not available to get to the theater. And if we're all lucky enough, we are going to become somewhat disabled as time goes on with our, you know, being impaired with hearing or sight or mobility and, you know, this kind of access to entertainment that, you know, isn't available to you otherwise, I think is so important for including the global community. So,
hey, it's the world's getting smaller every
day.
Come
on in.
Yeah. Come on to Broadway. As the old saying goes.
Come to Broadway HD.
That's right. And happy to have it. Okay, Stuart and Bonnie, it's always a pleasure to chat with you guys. And you're welcome back anytime. Promise to come back, I hope. And let's talk more about Broadway HD and about Broadway in general coming up.
I love it.
Don't be
I
a stranger,
it.
Jim.
You got our number. Call.
I'm not a stranger by any stretch of the imagination. And, it's always a pleasure to have you guys on whenever I possibly can.
Thank you so much for your support. Right. Keep up the good
Thank
work.
You.
Take care.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Many thanks to my friends, Bonnie and Stuart, for joining us and talking about the restoration of the Palace Theater and, of course, about their outstanding streaming service, Broadway HD. We'll be back with more of Stream On after these words from Vivid Seats and HelloFresh. Okay, folks, quick question for you. Do you have the Vivid Seats app downloaded on your phone? Well, I'll tell you why I do. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with the experience of a lifetime. That's right. With Vivid Seats, you can find seats to any of your favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and much, much more. Now, in the past week, I booked tickets to see Sting, Les Mis, Leonard Skinner, the Washington Nationals, and my fourth time seeing the musical Hamilton. Folks, my entire fall entertainment planning was all done using my Vivid Seats app. I bought great seats, and frankly, I could have sat anywhere in the building with the amazing options that are provided to me through Vivid Seats apps, okay? Vivid Seats offers great prices and easy purchasing experience. It's fun. It's simple. I'm telling you, it's no big deal. Now, I got a deal for you, speaking of deals. All you have to do is use my name. That's right. My name, Williams, and Stream On listeners can receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. How about that? 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats by using my name. Now, let me tell you how that works. What you need to do is go to the App Store or Google Play, download the Vivid Seats app, enter my name as the promo code. That's Williams. Enter my name, Williams, as the promo code, and you're going to receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Is that not a great deal? Come on. That's amazing. All right. All you have to do, again, go to the App Store or Google Play, download the Vivid Seats app, enter the promo code Williams, and you will receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Man, that is an amazing deal. One more time. Go to the App Store, Google Play, download Vivid Seats app, enter the promo code Williams, and receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. And remember that all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. All right. So one last time. What are you going to do? You're going to go to the App Store, right? You're going to go to Google Play Store. You're going to download Vivid Seats app. You're going to enter the promo code Williams. You're going to receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Do it, folks. Do it today. You got to love it. Hey, everybody. Let me tell you a little bit about what's happened for me over the last couple of weeks. Now, just like you all, my wife and I have ridiculously difficult schedules. It's crazy. So when we do get home, you know, we're tired. We really just want something to eat. You reach in the refrigerator, you pull together something. Normally, is it not healthy? And it's also usually not that tasty. Or you make the other mistake, which is picking up the phone and calling a, you know, takeout service. And in between 35 and 45 minutes, you end up getting something, again, not necessarily healthy and usually cold. Well, that had to stop. So 2 weeks ago, I decided I was going to subscribe to HelloFresh. And, you know, folks, it is a game changer. Absolute game changer. Now, you're saying to yourself, what's HelloFresh? Well, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes in pre-measured ingredients so that you can cook, eat, and enjoy dinner again. How about that? Enjoy dinner again. How about that? Well, it's something I got to tell you, I'm enjoying. And, you know, one of the great things about HelloFresh is it's got something for everyone. Now, they got three different types of plans to choose from: the classic, the veggie, and the family. Now, as you guys know, because we've talked about it here on Stream On, and that is that I'm a vegetarian, and we often get some really cool recipes from the stars who join us here on the show. So when I got my box, I couldn't have been happier. I mean, the first meal I took out of the box was the easy peasy ravioli gratin. That's right, with spinach, thyme, and Parmesan breadcrumbs. Okay, sounds good? Well, let me tell you something. Tasted even better. Just when you thought pasta night couldn't get any better, HelloFresh's chefs doubled down on the spinach. This nutritious green can be found not only in the ravioli, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely jam-packed in the ravioli, which, by the way, is cooked to perfection, no question about it. You just boil it up. You cannot mess this up. It's fantastic. Now, you take that, and you add that to the star of this yummy dish, which is the crunchy and gooey combination of the panko breadcrumbs and the creamy Parmesan cheese. Man, I am telling you, what a killer dish you have. What an outstanding dinner you have. And it's all in less than 30 minutes. My wife and I worked together in the kitchen. We talked. We had a nice time. In less than 30 minutes, folks, we had a proper dinner, sat down, enjoyed the time. It couldn't have been easier, and it couldn't have been more fun, okay? Now, each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and highly rated in their fields. No question about it. They're trusted sources. You can make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh's outstanding meal plans, okay? It doesn't matter if you have kids who are picky eaters. You know, HelloFresh has got a little bit of something for everybody. Now, the other thing that I think is important is you get to rediscover how much fun it is to actually cook. You look forward to your HelloFresh delivery every week because they're making dinner easier for you. I mean, who doesn't like making things easy? Well, look, feel confident that when you're cooking HelloFresh with its simple recipes that are outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. There's no way you can mess this up, folks. We're talking about recipes that are so easily outlined. They have pictures of it. Shows you step-by-step. All right? That is very simple. They have a global eats option, which brings you authentic international dishes and flavors to your home that you may not have tried before. And let me tell you something. It's definitely worth giving it a shot. Now, HelloFresh, it's simple and convenient. It's not a chore. All the ingredients are pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know what you're putting into your recipe. And as I said before, these can all be done in less than around 30 minutes, okay? Now, what happens? Each week you get a box delivered to your door. It's recyclable. It's insulated packaging, which means that you know and I know that everything stays fresh. Now, there's lots of one-pot recipes for the serious speedy cook and very minimal cleanup. Cooking becomes something that, you know, you and the family actually want to do after work, okay? Now, the benefits of subscribing are amazing. You spend less time planning You spend less time shopping for groceries each week. You can claim back some of that time that you just basically waste, as we said before, doing any number of other things and doing them wrong. By taking HelloFresh and getting it as a subscription, you can take that time and, hey, look, you know, you got half an hour more than you normally would have. You can watch some of the shows that we have right here on Stream On. Okay? So look, what you need to do is get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside your comfort zone by rediscovering all the delicious, you know, recipes that come in each week's box from HelloFresh. Now, we have a special deal for you, okay? Hope that you want to try this out. I'm going to tell you right now, Stream On listeners love deals, and I got a good one for you. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. That's HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Enter my personal code, which is StreamOn60, to get that deal, all right? So, again, for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, go to HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Enter my promo code, StreamOn60, and you're going to get that deal. It's like receiving six meals for free or up to 50% off your first three boxes, okay? So join me in enjoying dinner again by subscribing to HelloFresh and get that deal at the very same time. It's all, the information is there in our show box, but once again, mark this down, HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Enter my promo code, StreamOn60. Join us today, okay? Thanks to HelloFresh. Hey, everyone, and welcome back. Now, if you have not yet become one of the over 55,000 people who have taken the time to download and subscribe to our podcast, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we make it very easy because, look, it is free. That's right, free. Can't beat that. Go to the iTunes store. We are part of the Apple Podcast family and very happy to be there. You can find us, of course, in the Google Play Store. You can find us on Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, as well as TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Public Radio, and of course, YouTube. All right, so nine different places to find us. Search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit the favorite button, and every week you'll get a new episode sent to your tablet, to your cell phone, or hopefully to both, okay? So please go out and do that for us. It really would be just happy to know that you are a subscriber. Okay? All right. So what are we going to binge this week? All right. Let's think about some sleepers. Now, I know a lot of people have not seen this yet, and I don't know why, because it really is good. Amazon Prime has two. Jack Ryan and Desperate Romantics. Definitely worth the opportunity to go out and check it out. Netflix, here's two for you on that one. The Punisher and Gillian Anderson. We love Gillian Anderson. You not, she loves us too. It's a nice little thing. She is in The Fall. Gillian Anderson in The Fall. Got to check that out. Hulu has The Future Man. Also, the Fox sleeper hit. If you haven't seen The Orville, okay, trust me, highly recommend. Very entertaining. The Orville, which is a Fox show, but you can check it out on Hulu along with Future Man. Acorn has one of my favorite shows. It's a dramedy. It's Australian. It's 800 words. Check it out. And BritBox, a new one, they just dropped a new BBC show, WPC 56. So check that one out. It's a police drama, okay? Many thanks to our friends at Broadway HD, Stuart Lane, and, of course, Bonnie Comley. Outstanding stuff. And we appreciate them coming by. As always, be sure to check out Broadway HD. It's an outstanding streaming service and well worth your consideration. Next week, we're going to be checking in with our friends at ESPN about a new series of 30 for 30 documentaries. That's right, 30 for 30 documentaries. You know we love them. And they'll be launching a whole bunch of new ones soon. We'll be talking to them about that. Now, promotional consideration for Stream On goes to Sling TV. It's our official streaming service. They offer the best in packages at the best prices, from sports to news, from lifestyles to entertainment, And, of course, do not forget their very, very deep bench when it comes to international programming. All of it you can find at Sling TV, and you get a free 7-day trial. That's a free 7-day trial at sling.com. That's sling.com, the best cord cutting service on the planet. Now, if you happen to need any of equipment, such as streaming sticks or the newest in streaming boxes, check out our pals at Boom Media. They will set you up. Visit them today at boommedia.org. That's boommedia.org. So, from the entire team here at Stream On, I'm Jim Williams, wishing you a safe and happy week, and we'll see you next time right here on Stream On.